Next, Hallmark Channel presents. A train passes over a bridge through a city. Jamie dries dishes in his kitchen. Title, An Unexpected Christmas. An unexpected road in Front Street Pictures production. A sign in Jamie's kitchen reads, If you can speak, you can influence. If you can influence, you can change lives. Rob Brown, he puts two mugs away in a cupboard with the initials J and E. He turns the mug with a knee on it around and pushes it to the back of the top shelf. He closes the cupboard. He checks his watch. He grabs a coffee mug off the kitchen table and pauses to look at the Christmas tree in the living room. He opens a box of ornaments and takes out a plaid striped ball. He hangs it on the front of the tree. He smiles.
There you go, little buddy.
He leaves.
What time's the flight?
It's tomorrow. Early.
Em, I feel like you've been living out of the suitcase for like a year. Don't you want to just stop?
Yeah, well, this is me stopping. I'm stopping in Honolulu, and then I'm going 40 minutes to Kauai, and I'm going to do nothing but relax.
Well, at least pack something cute. You might
meet someone.
Babe, unless it's a date wrapped in bacon, I'm not interested. It's a relaxation retreat.
Morning, Matt.
Are you at work already?
It's almost 9 o'clock.
What?
She looks at her watch.
I'm late again. I need you to cover for me.
And say what?
I don't know, just anything. Anything that's better than last time.
People do get their arms caught in vending machines. It's a thing.
It's not a thing!
She falls backwards.
See you.
A tall Christmas tree stands in the city.
Morning.
Emily runs downstairs in an office.
Morning.
Mood?
I don't know. But he's doing that weird clicking thing with his tongue.
Emily sets her jacket and purse aside.
Emily. We need to chat.
Daryl stands in the doorway.
Daryl, I'm supposed to be nursing a sunburn in Hawaii this time tomorrow. Why me?
Because you're the best creative director on the floor, and I need a miracle here. You're my wunderkind. My Don Draper.
Don Draper is one of the most tragic fictional characters in television history.
But he had a thing. You have a thing. I need you to do that thing.
What thing?
That thing where you take a nothing and turn it into a something. A shiny gold-plated something. Jerry bailed because he knew his concept was a brick. Look at these.
They're awful. Why does he work?
I need you to take that brick and turn it into a wall. No. A fortress. A gold-plated fortress. And I know you know what I mean.
No. La, la, la,
I know
la,
you
la,
know
la.
What it is. You also know that Jerry's halfway out the door, and when he goes, that big cushy office of his will be up for grabs.
She takes her fingers out of her ears.
I like big, I like cushy.
Plus the international stuff?
First class.
Economy plus. Unlimited peanuts. We've got projects coming in from Toronto, London, a big one in the Caymans.
She eyes him.
You spend the next 5 days in Fulton spinning this straw into gold, I'll make sure your name goes to the top of the list.
I'm sorry, did you say Fulton?
Christmas capital of Illinois.
Oh, no. No, Daryl. Anywhere but there. I cannot go to Fulton, Illinois.
Did you hear that? Is that the sound of a big, cushy corner office? Slimson!
She turns away, then back to him. He smiles. She grabs a poster board off the table and points her finger at him before walking away.
Super. Mahalo.
No, no, Ma. Train departure is at 2:20. The train arrives at 4:40, which means you want to be at the station. You're not writing any of this down, are you?
Just relax, okay?
You still haven't confirmed whether or not Emily is going to be joining us.
Look, Ma.
Jamie crosses his arm. His mother paints.
We're playing that one by ear. So, you know, lots on her plate.
Well, she's never been here for a Christmas before. And not for nothing, but I think this new series I'm working on would look super cute.
Yeah, Ma, that's great. I gotta go. I really do.
Okay. But before you go, you're not gonna believe what I found the other day of string and things. Do you remember those little clay paint pots I brought back from my trip to Bloomington for Geraldine's retirement party? And I kept saying how much I wished I had bought more of them. Well, just the other day, I popped into the store to pick up some.
Matt?
Yeah.
Well, what about Hawaii?
Wait.
Emily looks through folders at her desk.
Hawaii is on hold. Instead, I'm going to spend the next 5 days in balmy Fulton.
Fulton?
Isn't that where Jamie's from? Exactly, where you can't swing a candy cane without hitting a member of his family.
Fun.
Not to mention, this project needs more work than the Coliseum. Look at this.
Picture of traditional Christmas decorations.
Jerry.
She sets the picture down.
So, sayonara to sun, sand, and anything resembling relaxation.
Jamie sits at a meeting.
Sorry, Gina.
Good day, everyone. I know that we are all eager to scurry off for the holidays, but I'll keep this one short.
Jamie leans back in his chair to grab a pen. Everyone turns to look toward the sound of the creaking chair. Jamie lowers his eyes.
You good?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. I'm sorry.
Poll numbers are down again. Apparently, I am too corporate, too policy-focused, not relatable enough. Gina, where are we with the Christmas Day address?
Right on track. I'm still locking down a location, but Martin's been working on the speech.
Right, and it reads like a thesis paper on tax reform. Come on, people, this is supposed to get me reelected. Don't we have anyone who's clever, funny, human?
Yeah. Jamie can write it.
Jamie looks up. Hayward stares at him.
This guy is on the writing team?
I'm on the Gina team.
I hired him last month. He's been writing copy for your mailouts, that one you talked about with the new state smoking bylaws.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Jamie.
He smiles. Hayward doesn't laugh. He shakes his head.
I need heartwarming, inspiring, relatable. My re-election depends on it. So please, don't let me down.
He nods.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Governor.
The meeting breaks up.
No fans or bots.
Hey, Gina. What just happened? That sounds like a pretty important campaign speech, no?
Why do you think I hired you?
Pity. I answered too quickly, didn't I?
I'm serious. You're here because you can write. Friend or not, I wouldn't have hired you if you couldn't.
I don't think the Schmidt campaign would agree with that.
Steve Schmidt couldn't get elected if the only person voting was his mother. It had nothing to do with your writing.
Okay.
Why did you get into politics?
To affect change. To inspire, to make a difference.
Exactly. And I think you just got your shot.
He blinks.
G, if I blow this, I'm not going to be able to get a job writing parking tickets.
So don't. You have lots of time to think about it on the train.
He straightens his spine. A train barrels down the tracks through a snowy landscape. Jamie opens his laptop on the train.
Okay.
He rubs his hands together. He types, Governor's Christmas Day address. He looks up, rubs his fingertips together and gulps. He looks down at the computer. In a train station, Jamie places his bag down and checks his watch.
Look who the cat dragged in.
Oh, thank goodness, Becca. I thought for sure Mom got the time wrong.
She did. She wrote down 7, but this is the last train today, so obviously. Emily, you came. Jamie was being so dodgy, I thought for sure maybe you guys had broken up or something. He just hadn't told anyone. This is amazing. I'm gonna take this. Here. All right, Dad's double parked. Let's go.
No, I'm not.
Em, what are you doing here?
Working. Hey, just now your sister said she thought we broke up and you didn't tell anyone, which feels like we broke up and you didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's weird.
Are you kidding me with this?
Guess who's here?
Oh, there they are, huh? Merry Christmas.
He hugs them both.
We weren't sure if you were coming. Hey, let me grab those.
No,
oh, that's no problem.
No.
Hey, we gotta hurry, though. They weren't joking about those chickens around here. Your mom's gonna be thrilled.
I'm gonna explain everything, I promise. Just give me... Okay.
She unfreezes and walks to the car. He follows. The car pulls up to a White House decorated for Christmas.
The decoration's pretty tasteful this year, Pop.
Oh, I'm not done yet. I was waiting for you. I got a few more surprises up my sleeve.
Okay, good.
On the porch, Emily glares at Jamie, then walks inside. He looks down, turns to the door, shakes his head, and walks in.
Okay, whatever this is.
Room! And you're not gonna believe who's here!
Emily!
Oh my gosh, Scotty! Who are you? Oh my, you got so big. Come here, you remember?
So close!
All right. I'm also here. Can he have a candy cane?
Just one this time.
Of course.
Holds a giant one.
Oh, wow.
Extra small for you, buddy.
Thank you.
You can have a little bit, like 2 licks, okay?
2 licks? Come on, Mom.
Well, Mom's up. All right.
Oh, so hi, Diane. Yes, I'm here.
I knew something was up with you, too.
Oh, my goodness. I could feel it.
You wanted this to be a surprise.
Big surprise.
Well, it is possibly the best gift I have ever had.
Ah!
Come on, get settled.
No.
We're about to do the tree.
Oh, I
Mom, no,
tree.
You don't have to do that. No. Dad,
Mom,
you don't.
I'm not staying.
They put her suitcases down.
What?
I'm not staying for the tree decorating. I can't stay because I have a meeting. I was saddled with a last minute project before we left. And
and I just need to go to a meeting in town.
On a Saturday? With who, the Pentagon?
Well, Tom's been baking all day long. Can you stay and have a quick nibble?
Mom, maybe she doesn't want to have all the sugar.
Yeah, of course.
Sure, maybe I can stay for just a few minutes.
I'm going to go see if Grandma's awake, because she is going to be tickled to see you, right?
I guess we're doing this now. Come on in.
Emily holds up her palms and walks in. Becca opens a box of ornaments.
That's a big tree, Dad.
Yeah, is she a beauty? Just got her today.
I think you need a little more ceiling.
Aren't we supposed to let the branches settle before we decorate for balance?
I figure you just load her up and let gravity take the wheel.
Okay, who's ready for cookies?
I'll take one. I'll
get one in a minute,
thank
hon.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
Emily takes a bite and spits it into a napkin and looks away.
Jamie, can I talk to you in the kitchen for a second, please?
Yeah, sure. We can do that. Excuse us.
They walk in the kitchen.
Oh, wow, sugar.
That's definitely three cavities at least.
Cool, cool, cool. Any chance you might explain to me why your family has no idea that...
Plates!
Diane walks in. They look at each other.
I forgot the plates.
She leaves.
We're not together anymore.
Yeah, Pat, if I had to guess, and I'm spitballing.
Yeah,
here.
Just, you know,
okay, yeah, I think it's because I haven't told them.
Yeah, I did the math on that.
Yeah?
When were you planning to tell them?
She re-enters.
Chocolate.
Yes. Now, would you be a dear Emily and bring that carafe along?
Sure.
Phew.
Emily shoots Jamie a look before picking up the carafe. Jamie blinks, then watches her go and follows her. Tom looks at his watch.
On your mark, get set, go.
Go!
Attaboy.
Scotty runs to get a present to put under the tree.
Hey, honey, tell them about your artwork and whatnot.
I'm painting a whole series of cats.
My little Michelle Angela. And she also made Scotty's costume for the play. Isn't that right, kiddo?
I'm a Christmas tree. Mom's directing.
That's nice. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, till they figure out I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, yes, you do. And it's going to be spectacular.
Em, I want to hear more about this job you're working on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of exciting. It's the Fulton City Planning Commission. They want to attract new residents. So they're starting with a whole multi-seasonal marketing campaign starting with Christmas. And we launch Christmas Day.
Sounds like nice. A big job.
It is, yeah. It's a promo reel featuring the city. It's print ads, social, and I'm in charge of creative. The really cool news is Jackie Joyner Kersey's our spokesperson.
What?
Well, you didn't know?
Well, I told him on the train. Remember, I told you on the train because my camera crew is coming with her tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that.
She nods.
I thought she said Jackie Joyner Kersey. And I was like, what? The lady from the Fluff and Fold and Clark? That doesn't make any sense. Three-time Olympic gold medalist. That makes a whole lot more sense.
Tom checks his watch.
Time's up, kiddo.
How's my time?
How do you do?
Minute 18.
Oh, that's good, right? That's good.
Well, anyway, hopefully it's not all work, work, work for you, because it can get pretty magical around here at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
Certainly does. Yes, mm-hmm. And, well, you know, might inspire some talk of the future.
Oh, gosh.
Mom.
What?
No, no time like the present to talk about the future. Especially if these guys are planning to have babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What? Nobody panic.
Gosh.
Carpet I'm sorry.
I've got to go. My meeting. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. Okay. Jamie?
I'll tell him.
Yeah, you will, because I'm not spending the next 5 nights in some janky pullout in your parents' basement because you didn't have the guts to tell him you dumped me.
Could you be talking to four? Too soon. That's too soon. I'm sorry.
2.5 months, Jamie. That's a really long time to be lying to your family. I don't even know what that is.
Look, I wanted to tell them, okay? Granddad had passed. I knew they would be upset. I just wanted Christmas to be easy on everyone. Had I known you'd be at the train station?
Yeah, I get it.
She studies him.
Please just tell them tonight, okay?
She turns and leaves. He glances back at the house. We float over the town lit up at night. They walk up to a hotel.
Thank you for the lift.
It's the least I could do. Well, technically the least I could do would be absolutely nothing, but clearly I haven't done that. So it's the least I should do.
They stare at each other. A bellman takes her suitcase from him.
Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
Yep.
And good luck with all of it. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Their eyes linger on each other for a moment, then she gestures toward the door and turns to walk away. Jamie looks down, then walks back to his car. He sits in his car talking to himself.
We're not apart, we're just not, together. Look, guys, we just have very different taste in movies. It turns out that she is in the witness protection program and needed to relocate.
He punches his car horn, then looks around. He closes his eyes and furrows his brow.
But the truth is, her career was taken off.
He rubs his forehead.
Well, mine was in a tailspin, and I was afraid that I wouldn't be enough.
He looks down at his phone, furrows his brow and answers.
Hello?
How far did you get?
He looks out the car window. He's still in the hotel driveway.
Not as far as you would think.
The reservation was originally booked under Jerry's name, and of course only the person who books the reservation can change the reservation, but nobody's at the office this weekend, so I can't call them, and then my phone died, which is why I called you on a landline, so I can't even look for another place tonight. So that's what's going on, and here we are.
Okay, so Janky pull out on the couch, downstairs in the basement.
She stares at him.
Yeah, just for the night, please.
Oh, hey, Em, you just told me to come clean about the whole you and me thing.
And be standing on the tracks when that train comes rolling through? No chance. You've lasted this long, what's one more night?
He pauses.
I'm good with that.
He closes the trunk.
Welcome to the 23rd annual Dunsmore Family Secret Santa Nindra!
Emily's eyes widen to Jamie.
Love it. Okay, everyone's here except for Grandma. Grandma!
Here's your way.
Look at you. Look at you look beautiful.
Yeah, I'm 85 and feeling twice that. Oh, look at you.
Hi, Estelle. Great to see you. How long has it been since...
George's funeral. That's okay.
Yes.
We're not going to stand here and feel sorry for each other, are we? Or for ourselves, we're going to have a draw.
You're absolutely right.
He holds out the hat.
No. Oh, guest of honor.
Oh. Good point.
Oh, no, no, I'm not. I'll sit this one out. Wrong answer.
No one sits out. Come on.
Get in there.
Get the paw in there.
Get in there.
Come on.
Get in there.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
She reaches in the Santa hat.
Hide it.
Yeah.
Go.
Top secret.
Jamie wrinkles his brow.
Thank you for surrendering your room to me.
Yeah, I'll be fine in the playroom. It's like a toy store threw up down there. So your loss, really.
They bring her suitcases in the bedroom.
Wow, I forgot what a party pad this place is.
Yeah. No, it was very cool. I also placed fourth in a croquet championship, so there's also that.
I stand corrected.
Okay. So there are extra blankets in the drawers and copies of the New Yorker under the mattress if you need help falling asleep.
Be up early tomorrow. I don't want to field questions from your family without you.
Of course.
He gazes at her a moment, then turns and leaves.
Good night.
Good night.
She looks around and picks up a picture frame. It's a photo of a young Jamie at a chessboard. She looks up at the rest of the room. Jamie fixes a blanket over the pullout couch. There are stuffed animals everywhere. He sees the blank page for the speech he has to write on his laptop.
No. I got it.
He closes it.
Not that.
He stubs his toe.
Oh.
He sits on the bed and turns off the light. He lays down, pulling the blanket up over him. He tosses over to his side. He looks over to the side table and reaches over to it. He picks up a pill bottle and takes a pill. He puts the bottle back on the table. We see it says snooze all extra strength. He lays back down. He closes his eyes and a big stuffed animal falls on his face. He throws it across the room. Morning at the house, Emily tiptoes down the stairs with her suitcases. She gingerly puts down the suitcases and grabs her jacket off a hook. When she sees Tom, she throws the jacket over the suitcases.
Hey, there she is.
Aren't those flannel sheets something?
Wow, they really are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So, how's Jamie? Is he up? He's up yet?
I haven't seen him, but breakfast is ready if you're hungry. We still do a buffet style on Sundays, so get in there before the troops arrive.
Thanks. I'm just gonna go check and
you
see.
No, Kenny, I can make you a plate.
No, I'm not really trouble at all.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of effort.
There you go.
You're such a good
cook. Thanks. Let's see if
Jamie's still sleeping? Sounds like somebody's running a chainsaw down there.
Oh, poor guy. He's probably exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet he is. Yeah, poor guy. I just worry that he's hungry, so I should probably bring him some food.
Well, there's tons of food.
Want to see the superhero I invented?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I do.
Something is burning.
Oh, Emily, can you crack that window for me, huh?
And the door.
Well, and the door, too.
Okay, okay.
Hey, did you want coffee? I can mix more coffee if you want.
I'll take some coffee.
His name is Christmas Man.
Christmas Man, super cool. I just really need to go see if
the Christmas tree falls over. They all watch it topple.
Oh, no.
Looks like gravity took the wheel.
Emily checks her watch. Jamie lays half on the ground and half in bed with a blanket haphazardly over him as he hugs the stuffed animal.
So you've been pretty busy with work these days, huh? You still traveling a fair bit?
Yeah, I am. And in fact, I just am up for a big promotion. And if I get it, boy, if I think I'm busy now, better buckle up.
Well, it's a wonder you have any time for yourself.
Well, that diving trip went on sound like a hoot.
Oh, yeah.
Diving trip, not me.
What? Wait, no, you went on that trip with your girlfriends.
Bahamas.
Yeah, that's why you didn't go to Becca's birthday.
Oh, that diving trip.
Okay.
Right, that was so fun.
Yeah. Why would you go on a diving trip if you don't even dive?
Well, my friends were diving, but I dove into the margaritas by the pool.
Good one.
What was the name of that resort? I'm going to go wake up our little sleepyhead, see if he can jog my memory.
Yeah, well, let him know we're going to be doing the yard soon.
Yeah.
Meet him up here.
As he's sleeping, a glass of water is thrown in his face.
Oh, what are you doing? What is that?
Guess what? It's almost 12.
What?
It's almost 12.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look at that. Look what I found.
Oh.
He looks at the bottle.
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Gosh, it's just been like a Fam Jam bonanza. It's been so fun. I was drawing with Scotty. I've been dancing, Jamie. I've been dancing. A dirty, deceitful little jig. And then your parents just brought up my recent scuba diving trip, which, as try as I might, I just couldn't remember a single thing about it. Isn't that fun?
It does sound pretty fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. What else have you been telling them about us, Jamie? I don't want to know. All I want you to do is get up, get dressed, go upstairs into the yard, and then take me to my hotel, because my camera crew arrives in 2 hours, okay?
Yes.
She leaves. He stares for a moment, then leans his head back and closes his eyes. Emily adjusts Christmas lights on the porch with the family.
There he is! Hey, how'd you sleep? Because you're looking a little achy.
Oh, good, yeah. I think that mattress is stuffed with broken car parts. So this.
We're going big this year, pal. Gotta keep up with the Joneses.
Did the Joneses know that you're keeping up with them?
Oh, they will.
Becca enters with a lit-up reindeer.
Why can't we put this on the roof?
Oh, no, buddy. Not since the incident. Come on.
Oh, yeah. The incident.
The incident.
Oh, you gotta tell her about the incident.
No, no, Dad.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, you gotta tell her.
You wanna hear this grandpa story?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's Christmas morning, a few years back. When up on the roof, there arose such a clatter. But a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer plummeting past the roof.
Yeah, dabbling
in the window to the ground. And Rebecca just starts laughing.
It's in the reflex.
I know, and then we all start laughing, and we can't help the man. He's stuck up there.
Oh, my God, he's like screaming like a banshee. Get me down!
Here comes the fire truck. Woo-hoo!
He was so embarrassed he didn't talk to any of us for a week.
Was he okay?
No, he was fine. He just wanted to bite in Rudolph's nose with some paint, and he slipped. Yeah, he was a legend.
He nods. The family goes back to work.
I really love Christmas.
Well, how about this? In honor of Granddad. Come on, gather around.
They all stand in a line. Tom holds the switch.
Shall we do a countdown?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, let's do it.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
They all watch as the blow-up lawn ornaments, including Santa, snowmen, and reindeer, slowly inflate.
Oh, that's my phone. Sorry.
Emily walks to her phone.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jackie. We finally meet.
Emily, hi. I'm afraid I have some bad news.
What? No.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh.
It's a massive snowstorm.
Can you...
And airport is closed.
Well, there's no other...
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, too. But I really appreciate your willingness to do this, and thank you so much for trying.
Let's connect soon.
Okay. Best of luck. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. Okay. Bye.
Bye, Emily.
She ends the call and stages a full-out tantrum, complete with running in place, kicking the wall, and screaming to the sky. She settles. We see the family staring at her. She slowly peers over at them.
Apparently my team and Mr. Undercursey won't be joining me today because everything on the Eastern Seaboard in the air is canceled because of weather, and neither will I be able to film the lighting of the Christmas tree because
of that, which is specifically requested for my client. So, you know, if anybody wants to find me, I'm going to be hitchhiking across Mexico, living out the rest of my sad, jobless life.
Jamie looks to her, brow furrowed. She nods, frowns, and looks down. All of the blow-up lawn ornaments start to deflate. Tom punches the switch. We float over snowy rooftops. Jamie walks into the kitchen.
That's it. I'm just going to have to tell him it's over.
Come on, no. Just do it yourself. Come on, like you used to in the old days. You got a camera? You film. My sister can shoot.
Shoot what? If I don't have a spokesperson, I don't have a campaign.
She gets up.
Hold on. Wait. Here, come back. Sit down. Hear me out. Have a seat.
She sits.
What if I got the governor for your campaign?
The governor of Illinois?
Yep. Yeah.
How are you going to get the governor of Illinois? Hey, Gov, it's J-Mo. You got anything cooking Christmas Day?
Okay, maybe not quite like that, but yeah, I work with her now.
Right.
She folds her arms. He holds out his palms and looks around.
Oh, really?
He keeps his hands out.
What are you, speech writing?
Yeah. Oh. As a matter of fact, I am doing the televised Christmas Day address.
Congratulations. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
He sits.
Okay, so, what do you say?
What's the catch?
It's a catch, come on. There's no catch.
She glares at him.
Okay, small catch. You stay here with us for a week. And we just, you know, play along with the current appearances of things. Just so that my family can enjoy Christmas drama-free, please.
Do you understand what a terrible idea that is?
He sits back.
Yes.
And you still want to do it?
Yes.
She stares at him.
You really think you can get the governor?
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat. She loves me.
He nods, brow furrowed. She studies him. She stands.
All right.
Puts her hand on her hip.
You got a deal. Sweetie.
He smiles and stands.
Wonderful.
Holds his hand for a shake.
Dear? All right.
She doesn't shake.
Let's go see my sister about dusting off her camera.
We fly over the town at night. Santas play the sax on a stage.
These are fully necessary?
Tradition.
For Grandpa. Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Squeeze in.
Okay. Ready? And peppermints!
Peppermints!
Emily takes a photo of the family in lit-up vests.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Christmas tree lights up. Emily takes a video with the camera.
All right, well, we got that. What's next?
I'm thinking funnel cake.
Love the funnel cake.
All right, I think we take these vests off now. Go ahead, take your shots.
Emily walks off with the camera. Becca snaps photos of the ceremony.
Karaoke starts now.
Hey, everyone. We have our first volunteers.
Oh, that's us. All right, Dunsmore, let's do this. Come on.
We gotta go. Thank you.
Come on,
oh,
you
yeah.
guys.
No, I'm just here to record.
I'm here to watch her record.
You know what? Can you take pictures?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Nice try, buzzkill.
Oh, I'm like an air trap.
Hey, Dunsmores, get up here.
Lean your ear this way.
Becca drags Jamie up on stage.
Also, what I'm going
Emily
to
records
say.
Them singing.
Christmas is coming soon. Now you hear all night.
Jamie's brow furrows. He looks out to Emily. Becca glances to Jamie as she sways side to side with the music. Emily gets shots of the crowd. Jamie stops singing and laughs. He looks out to Emily, who watches him, smiles, then slowly brings her camera up to her eye. Becca hugs Jamie. Emily raises her hands to clap. Emily and Jamie sip hot chocolate.
So did you get all the shots you need?
Yeah, I did. You know, your sister is really good. She should be doing this professionally.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was the idea, you know?
Yeah.
But best laid plans.
They sit on a bench.
Yep, I know.
It's too early to tell, but I think Gran's got a real bright future as a rock star.
Hey, don't shortchange yourself there, Elvis.
No, get out of here. I wasn't even singing.
Yeah, but you had presence.
No,
Really?
He studies her.
No, you look like you wanted the stage to swallow you alive.
All
of course
right,
not.
All right.
You had the same look on your face you did the night we met at Susie's Broadway
karaoke
night.
Thing. Oh, no. What was I doing there? I didn't know a single person. I talked to no one.
You talked to me.
Yeah, that's where the exit was.
She eyes him.
Please, I remember the dress I was wearing that night.
Yeah, I remember that too.
You were so sweet, giving me your sweater, getting me a cab, getting my number.
He looks at his Coco.
It's a cashmere sweater. I had to make sure I got it back.
He drinks. She smiles. A mistletoe slowly lowers between them.
Well, you better make it good.
Yes, or it's 7 years bad luck.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Oh. Oh.
They kiss.
That's a good one.
They linger after the kiss.
Uncle Jimmy, come watch me play candy cane toss.
Scotty pulls him away, leaving Emily alone looking down and contemplating. She shakes her head slightly. We float over snowy streets. Jamie sits in his PJs on the couch with his laptop and rubs his hands together. He types, "Good morning." This speech is a work of staggering genius, whose words will resonate. He closes his eyes and shuts his laptop and puts it aside. He brings his hand to his lips.
All right, so you're gonna go right here.
Where? Sorry.
Over there?
Okay. Hey.
Yep.
We're solid, right? This governor thing is happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck.
He waves as she walks away. He lowers his hand, furrows his brow, and takes out his phone.
Okay. Come on, Gina. I need you to come through here.
He closes his eyes as it rings.
The governor is on the town today. How's the speech? Where are we at?
Good, good. Yeah. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
She's on me. This needs to make an impact.
Did you pitch my idea about doing the speech here? She can shake some hands, kiss some babies, slide down the hill in a homemade toboggan. Doesn't get more relatable than that, Gina.
I mentioned it, but she has a family. Traveling on Christmas morning, it's a tough sell.
I hear ya. But just stay on her, you know? Definitely just stay on her. Because it's a good idea, and I think you should just stay on her.
He narrows his eyes. Emily and her client walk down a hallway.
What do you mean Jackie's not coming?
Her flight was canceled due to weather, so there's nothing.
But that's our whole campaign.
He stops.
Yes.
If you can't beat her, join her.
I know, I realize that. So
what are we paying you for here?
Well,
I think we're going to push the whole thing, okay? Thank you for your time.
No, what if I told you that I could get you a big, splashy, televised Christmas Day speech right on your front lawn?
From who?
The governor of Illinois.
I'd say you have our attention.
Okay.
She smiles. Daytime, we float over snowy rooftops. Jamie sits in an empty audience of the school play rehearsal. Becca spots him, his feet up on the seat in front of him and chewing on his fingers.
What are you hiding?
He looks at her.
What?
You're hiding something. What is it? Is it something with Emily?
He blinks and shakes his head.
No. No, we're just stressed. You know, big dreams, big pressure.
Tell me about it.
She looks around at the rehearsal.
Oh, come on. This is great. You've been talking about directing one of these things for years.
It's not exactly how I imagined using my film degree. It's not exactly how I imagined anything.
How's the love life these days? Anybody special catching your eye?
Well, let's see. I'm a single mom who works part-time at an art gallery and lives with my parents, so I have better luck finding romance at the bottom of a cereal box.
Okay, come on. It can't be that bad.
Well, there was one.
Really?
Smart.
Okay.
Ambitious.
Yeah.
Funny.
And?
We fell in love. And then we got married. And I realized I wanted to adopt. She decided she didn't and moved to LA.
Permission to get real with you for a second?
I preferred he didn't.
Okay, here we go. Becca, you have so much to offer, and you are going to find that person. Again, maybe you need to change things up a little bit. Why don't you come to Chicago?
Scotty would thrive there.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's big. Starting all over again.
Yeah.
As much as I complain about mom and dad, having them around, it's like it just fills in the missing pieces.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Mom.
Scotty walks up in his lit up tree costume.
I knew it. I look ridiculous.
No, buddy. Come on, you look
perfect.
Perfect.
Is it the best costume?
No,
but does it matter? No.
No.
B, Because you know, and I know, and Uncle Jamie knows that
no
matter what anybody says, you are extraordinary.
Yeah.
And
powerful.
Powerful, yes, and
unique.
Unique. That's the word. That's the word.
Come here.
She kisses his forehead. Emily takes off her earrings as she flips through photos from the night before on her computer in Jamie's bedroom. She lands on a picture of Jamie gazing at Emily while she talks to Scotty. She smiles and puts her hair up. She answers her phone.
You're at his parents' place. Are you nuts? Are you guys?
No. I mean, it's complicated. Also, hi.
So, you're not back together, but you kind of are.
Em, you were shattered.
I know. Believe me, I remember, but, you know, I kind of don't have a choice. He got me the governor.
Whoa, legit?
Yeah.
He's working with her now. And honestly, even with the governor, I still have to rework this entire concept. And I'm just, right now, I'm really not seeing it.
RCM, charades is starting.
Okay. All right, I gotta go. We're gonna do Christmas charades.
I really hope you know what you're doing.
Dang, jumping, excited. Reindeer jumping. Crazy, come on. Grandma, grandma. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Jesus.
Pointed at you, right?
Oh, God. Okay. You fly her now.
Go!
First word. Sorry.
Dear.
Oh, sad.
Sad.
Oh, really sad. Sad monkey.
Oh, wow. Sad. It's a sad song you're talking about.
Too many drinks? Drink too much?
Second word.
She looks like she's leaving.
She used car
wash. One might say she had too many drinks.
Say too many drinks one more time, please.
You look like you're coming home from the bar.
Hawaii! I'm supposed to be there in like 3 days. You know this.
What? What did you just say? You just said you're going to Hawaii. On Christmas Day?
No, I'm not, because I'm staying. I'm here, so I'm not.
It was a gift for me.
What? You weren't going to go?
No. No, no. I don't like, I don't really like
fun or anything resembling it.
Beck.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, we thought, why?
Why would we?
Would we go lay on the beach? I mean, why would anybody do that on Christmas?
Silly.
That's so silly.
Yeah, silly.
When you could be
here. Yeah. Aww. Family. Yeah.
We're glad you stayed.
Yeah.
I need a refill. Anybody else? Oh, and then I think we should do another round.
Okay.
Can you make something? Yeah.
Winner takes the crown. Winner takes the crown.
Oh, I hope you have a pencil, because I'm going to give you my hat size.
What?
Like you weren't saying anything.
Let's go.
Emily sits with a crown on her head looking at her laptop. Jamie paces outside her door. He shakes his head and walks away down the hall as Becca pops out.
Boy, there's something weird going on. You got some explaining to do.
He puts his hands on his hips. He closes his eyes, looks down and runs his hand over his face. Becca and Jamie walk to the shed out back decorated for Christmas. Inside is dark, but we see a chair and a work table.
Turn on Becca, she shed.
Lights turn on, revealing garden tools.
Wow. Love what you've done with the place.
Everything, now.
He tilts his head back.
I ended things in October, and for reasons I would rather not discuss, decided not to tell anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why is she still here?
For work, believe it or not. Meeting at the train station was just a fluke, and then Dad suddenly hauling her luggage to the car, and, well, here we are now.
So she got Dunsmore'd?
The most.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying this. When her team canceled, we made a deal. I would get the governor for her campaign and she would, you know.
Pretend like you're still together.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She slaps his arm with a paper.
Ow! Why?
What is wrong with you?
I know, you know, and I know. Okay, I am well aware of how much you guys love her. And Granddad has happened, and Christmas, everybody's favorite holiday, is right around the corner, and I didn't want you guys to be hurting like I was hurting.
Jamie, for the last 2 years, every word out of your mouth has been Emily this, Emily that. I thought you were ready to get down on one knee for that girl.
Things change. People change. I decided it wasn't a good fit, long term.
Why? Because she's amazing? Smart? Funny? Crushing it career-wise?
Exactly. I'm not.
He furrows his brow.
We were going two different directions, two very different directions, and I didn't want to be the one to hold him back.
Becca nods and considers this.
And now you're not holding her at all.
He nods.
Yeah. Look, can you please just keep this to yourself? She leaves Christmas Day, I'll break the news when she's gone.
I love you. And I support you. But you're wrong here. So if you don't marry her, I'm gonna have to marry her myself, because one way or another, we're keeping that girl in this family.
She eats some popcorn. He smiles. The inflatables are blown up. Jamie at the table with his hand over his face on his computer. It's blank.
Good morning.
Emily enters.
How's your speech coming?
Good. Powerful.
She picks up her scarf.
Where are you going?
I'm just gonna go out in town and see if I can find some inspiration of my own.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
If you go somewhere, go hit State Street, Winter Gardens. But don't enter off Main. Go to the park. Actually, no, Briar. You know what? Maybe I just go with you. I could use a break. This is going so well.
Are you procrastinating? Am I your excuse?
No, this is going really well.
All right, come on.
He stands, picks up his computer, and grabs his jacket.
So the campaign is about Fulton, but it can't just be like... Here, can you hold this?
Yeah.
It can't just be a bunch of boring stock photos or even a celebrity spokesperson. It really needs to be a hook.
A
story within a story.
Within the story.
You know
story.
What I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I'll never forget. Remember the campaign you came up with for that tea company? How it was about, not the tea,
but the time spent enjoying it, yes.
Yes, this was brilliant.
Thank
that was
you.
Really, really good.
Although, if you recall, you're actually the one who came up with that verbiage. I just sort of unearthed the concept.
I think you're giving me too much credit.
She takes her cup.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, where to?
Turn around. Turn around.
They turn towards us.
I give you State Street.
They share a look.
Once a paltry pit stop for one of the busiest trade routes in the Midwest, now a thriving shopping and entertainment district. This is where our tour begins. How am I doing?
Great.
Thank you.
Riveted. Yeah, continue.
We shall walk. We shall eat. We shall endeavor to unearth the story within the story, that is, Fulton, Illinois.
Oh, I left my camera in the coffee shop.
She runs back. He smiles. We float over snowy rooftops.
Thank you, my friend.
He holds two drinks.
Break a sweat yet?
They sit on a bench.
These hot dogs are like lunch for a week.
I know. Here, watch this dog.
Thank you.
If you finish it, though, you'll win a car.
He points.
You know, my school used to be right over there.
Where?
Right there. You see it?
Poking around the car. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How was that? Your mom working in the front office and your dad driving the bus.
Oh, yeah, it was so... cool.
She pulls her head back.
I thought it was open mic night every day. It was singing and wearing funny t-shirts and joking around. Yeah, it was the best. But I got teased for it so much.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Stinks?
Yeah, it's not fun.
Kids can be mean.
He nods.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why you're maybe so particular? Like, if everything's perfect, there's nothing to poke fun at?
He considers her.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
I mean, I'm not judging you. You know my story. Bouncing around from military base to base. It's hard to let people in if you know you're going to leave.
Yeah. Sounds lonely. For both of us.
Yeah.
And here we are, full circle. Locals call this area Little Chicago. In fact, Melody's, once a famous mob hangout, is where the man himself, Al Capone, used to throw his legendary Christmas parties.
Really?
That's right.
Wow.
Politicians, movie stars, it was a who's who. He would dress up as Santa and hand out cash, jewelry, make everybody sing Christmas carols.
Really?
No, I made that part up.
Why do I always fall for your ridiculous stories?
Because you secretly love them.
She checks her watch.
Well? Don't just stand there. Buy me a drink.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something. Did you notice something a little bit off about Jamie lately? Like, especially when he's around Emily.
It could be anything. Remember the week I proposed? It's like my body was taken over by an alien.
Yeah.
Earth to Tom.
Wait a sec. I read somewhere that Christmas Day is the most popular day of the year to propose. And when I mentioned it to Jamie the other night, he got really uncomfortable. You don't think
that... He did.
Planning to propose?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Their eyes widen.
Best Christmas ever!
They hug. Emily sits at a table with her camera.
Walk up for two.
Down front right.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry, go ahead.
Please, after you.
Thank you very much.
Jamie approaches her table with drinks.
Haven't done this in a while.
Oh, thank you. No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Cheers.
They watch the jazz trio.
So, work good?
Yeah, works great. Yeah, I've been having fun. And, the guy that I told you about, Jerry, the guy who does all the international stuff.
Yes.
He's on his way out.
Oh, no way.
So I'm next in line.
Wow, you get to pick up the international stuff. That's what you've always wanted.
Yep.
That's exciting.
And you, the governor, I mean, how did that happen?
Oh, Gina. Yeah, she brought me on about a month ago.
And you're doing the Christmas Day address and...
Yeah.
Wow, cool. I mean, you have been...
Struggling?
No.
You can say it. You can say it.
I was going to say you've been working really hard. You've been working hard to get to this point. And
thank you.
It's really great. So what's the gist of the speech?
Well, you know, it's the usual. It's like Christmas and political stuff.
She furrows her brow. We watch the band play.
Okay, it was a few weeks after we met, and you were writing copy at City Hall, and I was in the old buildings in the West Loop.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There was that place. What was that place called? We would meet there. It had the pink
umbrellas.
Patio umbrellas.
Yes,
I love that place.
Yes.
You would sit there for hours and just talk about everything and life and dreams and... What happened to that?
He raises his brow and hesitates.
Well, you jumped up to creative director. Started taking the out-of-town jobs. And it's hard to stay up all night talking 1,500 miles apart.
She contemplates this. He drinks. The waiter refills their water.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She looks at her camera.
You want me to take one for the lovely couple?
Oh, no, we're not together. Thanks.
My apologies.
Just pretending to be.
She's kidding. We're a couple.
I'm not kidding. We're a couple of frauds. I mean, we used to be together until this guy decided to pull a ripcord.
Right.
I really wish I hadn't stepped out of a meeting to take that call. You know what I mean? I found out that his family doesn't know that we're not together, and so now I am staying with them until Christmas in exchange for the governor of Illinois.
She rests her head in her hand.
Well, we've all been there. Right?
Thank you so much.
The waiter walks away. She shakes her head.
Glad with the bet.
They both drink.
No.
And yes, and they're smiling at me. It's like they're mocking me, and I can't look at her the same since then.
Oh,
God.
I'm sorry.
There it is. Don't you apologize for that. It's never a successful day unless I get one snort laugh.
Great. Well, then, success.
Yes. Yes.
At night, they sit in front of a fire with blankets and mugs with a decorated Christmas tree between them.
Seriously, though, today was...
Yeah, it was.
And informative.
Yep, educational, even.
They stare into the fire. Emily looks at the tree.
I love these homemade ornaments. Each one tells a little story. Very unique.
Granddad used to have us make them every year. And whatever we could find, the collection just kept growing and growing.
It's like a little map of your childhood. It's really sweet. I never had anything like that.
I don't know.
She touches one with a photo on it.
It's this little done one.
It looks like some kind of young model, I think.
No, I know that's you. I would know that face anywhere, bowl cut or not.
Yep.
Look at those eyes. Same eyes.
He nods.
Yep, still close together.
No, curious. Intelligent. Guarded.
She studies him.
Even then you had a whole world going on that nobody else had access to.
Guess I haven't changed much.
Her eyes wander down.
Well, don't. It's part of your charm. I mean.
No, leave it there. That was very nice.
He gets up.
Where are you going?
He walks over to her.
Come on.
He offers her his hand, which she takes as she gets up. They walk to a fountain.
I can't believe I didn't think to show you this earlier. This is one of my favorite things. Come here.
Well, beautiful.
Yes.
What's the thing about being at 11:13 in the evening?
Oh, when has that ever bothered you? Come here. You made that comment.
about how each ornament tells a little story, and I realized that the real heartbeat of this town, of any town, really, it's not hot dog stands or jazz clubs. It's the people.
And their stories.
Exactly. Hold this.
Why am I holding this? What are you...
There we go.
He gives her his jacket and reaches his hand in the fountain and pulls something out.
Come here, give me your hand.
He hands her a stone. She looks at it.
Oh, what is this? Oh, they all have writing on them.
Yes, they do. Since forever, it's been a Fulton tradition that every couple that gets married here writes their initials on a stone and drops it in the fountain.
That's a little bit romantic.
Yes, and I've always been fascinated by the idea that each stone tells a story of two entirely separate worlds forged together as one. And with each stone placed, the story is born anew.
And the promise of chapters yet to be written.
Yeah.
Chapters, stories, chapters. I like this. Fulton, your stories begin. Chapter...
Fulton, your story starts here.
It.
You like that?
That's such a good hook.
Okay, good.
Yay! That's it.
They hug.
Fulton, your story starts here.
Yes, now put the stone back since somebody else's story.
Oh, yes, here.
There you go.
Be free. Be happy. Fulton. Fulton! Fulton, your story starts here!
That's right. Don't let anybody sleep tonight.
She runs around the edge of the fountain.
Come here. Let's go down.
Yeah.
Let's go.
One, two.
They hop down. He twirls her and pulls her into him. They dance.
Fun.
Are you happy you figured that out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of this, for everything. And the governor, I know that was not an easy ask. You really came through.
She gazes at him. He lowers his eyes and nods.
Yeah.
They dance. Daytime. Jamie is on the phone on the porch.
Hey, Gina. Hate to bug you again, but I really need you to push to have that speech happen here. It's incredibly important to me, and the truth is, I'm in a bit of a bind.
He narrows his eyes.
Okay, call me back.
He hangs up, his eyes dart. We float over snowy rooftops. Emily and Jamie shop outside.
Shopping for anybody in particular?
Yes.
Me?
No. You?
Yes.
Me?
No.
Who?
He zips his lips and throws the key. She takes the scarf off her head.
Well, either you sorely misjudged Scotty's sock size or you pulled your dad's name. Socks? Really?
Have you ever had a good pair of socks? And they're practical.
Yeah, but so's homeowner's insurance. Nobody wants to get it for Christmas.
Right.
Look at these. Get your dad something he can use, like these. Look, so we got pot holders, we got an apron. Look at that cute little apron.
I'm just encouraging him.
So he's not Martha Stewart. Your dad knows that he's not a good cook, but he loves it anyway, and there's something to be said for that.
There's also something to be said for warm feet. Don't you have your own shopping to do?
Yeah, I'm not buying socks.
Hold on, I gotta take this. Excuse me.
He walks off and answers the phone.
Gee, hey, any word?
The word is, you owe me big. She's in. She wants hands to shake, babies to kiss, the whole thing.
Gina, I cannot.
You can thank me by grabbing me from the train station this afternoon. Looks like I'm spending Christmas in Fulton.
She puts the phone down. Jamie pumps his fist and walks back to Emily.
Hi.
Hi. Did you want a cruise?
Better.
What? Becca pulls up.
Where's the fire?
My musical director just busted an ankle, and he's in the show, so I have to recast the part. No time.
She drives away.
That's strange.
She reverses back to them.
What size are you?
He furrows his brow. Becca unzips a garment bag.
Ooh.
Nope. Not in a million years am I wearing that. On that.
Yeah, you are. Because if you don't, I'll tell.
Tell what?
She eyes Emily.
What are you, eight? You're gonna tell on me?
Does she know? Do you know?
Oh, I do know. And I know we'd like to think I'm above resorting to something like this, but desperate times, my friends. You do the play, or I spill the beans.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Hi, Mom. Jamie has something he'd like to tell you.
Jamie? Is everything all right?
Yeah.
His eyes dart.
Look. The thing is...
Yeah?
I'm in a play.
Oh, honey, that's so exciting.
It's so exciting.
She puts her phone away.
I don't know why you're smiling. You're gonna be running the confetti cannon. Welcome to showbiz, kids. It's dog eat dog out here.
I'm probably not qualified for that.
I'm doing it, you're doing it. Both of you have witnessed me dance, okay? It's not natural. It's like someone swinging around a bag of random body parts.
I really have to work.
I'm not hearing it. Maybe this hasn't occurred to you, but there will be fallout from this little farce of yours, and who's going to be left picking up the pieces, huh? Okay. Look, all I'm asking is 5 minutes of your respective time at the end of my play. And you're doing it. End of story.
Emily looks to Jamie, then shrugs.
All right. This has been fun. I gotta go pick up Gina from the train station. She's coming into prep. Can I borrow your car?
You don't drive stick.
Can I borrow your car with you inside of it driving?
She picks up her keys.
Thank you kindly. Oh, wow.
I can't believe you never learned to drive stick.
Diane enters.
Oh, hi. Working, are you? Just kidding. I'm kidding. You do whatever you want to do. Oh, I'm gonna finish that one.
All right, what does she look like?
I don't know. She's got brown hair, two eyes, a face. She kind of looks like,
Jamie.
Like that. Gina! Thank you so much.
They hug.
Anything for you.
Yes. This is my sister.
Hi.
Hi.
Gina. Becca. I've heard so much about you. Jamie invited me out for dinner tonight. Will you be joining?
Becca looks to Jamie.
Yep. Come on.
Becca smiles and follows.
I always wanted a cat, too.
Really?
Yeah, but, and I'm not allergic, but I grew up moving around so much that, I guess it just wasn't very practical to have a pet, and now I'm always on the go, so... Yeah, too many houses and never really a home.
Emily holds the paint for Diane as she paints.
You know, we think the world of you. You always have a home here with us.
Thanks.
Diane goes back to painting. Emily looks down at the paints, then puts down her brush. They all sit down at a restaurant.
All right, so Jamie, tell us about your part in the play.
Jamie's filling in for Mr. Price.
I heard.
Yeah, you're in a play?
Barely.
If by barely you mean closing out the entire show.
Welcome to Mama Maroney's.
Thank you.
Thanks.
could you get some water?
Yeah.
Okay. Into the elbow.
It's on the track.
Recycled air on the airplane. It's terrible.
You.
Yeah,
okay. You know, you look really familiar.
It's the same waiter from the bar.
I know what it is. You guys came into Melody's the other night. I was your server. You told me that crazy story.
Maintenance, who's in charge here? This table has quite the wobble. Em, a little help.
He goes underneath the table. Emily pops her head down.
Great idea. Nothing suspicious about this.
We need to escape. We need to escape now.
How, Batman?
You guys good?
Tom knocks on the table.
Almost got it.
She reaches for a coaster.
Just,
There you go.
Just got the coaster. Problem solved.
Just little feet. Just little sabotage your feet. All right, I'll give you folks a little time with the menus, yeah?
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Sounds good. You guys...
What are we doing?
I think I got a plan. Follow my lead. Okay.
They come up to the table.
What to eat?
Everything here is great.
Max, have you had a chance to look at the menu yet?
He opens a menu in front of his face.
You know what I'm getting.
She does the same. Tom and Diane stare at them.
What to eat? What to eat?
They talk behind the menus.
What is going on?
Knows. The server knows.
It's my fault I did that.
You gotta get rid of him, Bex. You gotta get rid of him now.
How? This is the Godfather.
I don't know. Pull him aside, order for the table, pay with your credit card, and tell him we don't want to be disturbed.
I'm sorry, my credit card?
Ah, didn't think you'd catch that.
He takes out his credit card.
Thanks for dinner.
Yeah.
Has anyone tried the gnocchi?
Jamie furrows his brow.
So, do you normally ditch your family at restaurants, or it's probably 50-50? Well, I appreciate the lift. I hope Emily and Jamie don't mind walking.
Whatever. I'm sure one of them has a scarf they can share.
Becca and Gina walk home.
I panicked. I had nothing, all right?
And what did we learn about divulging sensitive information to waitstaff in small towns?
Our lesson.
Good. Good.
They walk arm in arm.
What's that thought?
The what thought?
Come on, I can see it. It's right here. It's this giant thought sitting right here. What is it?
I just thought it was crazy to agree to this, but I'm actually enjoying myself.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it feels like when we started dating, you know?
She releases his arm and looks away.
Em?
Yeah?
I am so sorry for the way things ended. I handled that badly. I apologize.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It was a surprise.
I know.
He looks beyond her.
Sometimes I wonder, you know...
He looks down.
Wonder what?
She gazes at him. He averts his eyes.
Look at this. Shooting star. I do.
Before. Come on. It wasn't a wait. Bad luck.
What? I don't want that. What do I wish for?
Whatever you want.
She wrings her hands.
Close your eyes.
She drops her hands and closes her eyes. He gazes at her as she wishes. She opens her eyes.
So you mind if it's only yours?
I think I'll wait and see if it comes true.
She glances at him then keeps walking. He smiles and watches her.
Let's go.
Tom and Diane in the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
They dance.
Wow. First thing in the morning.
Jamie walks in.
Hey, where's Emma?
Her camera team's finally arrived. She's bringing them up to speed.
Where are you off to?
Becca checks her hair in the mirror.
I have a meeting.
Christmas Eve? No, you don't.
Coffee meeting.
With who?
He raises his brow.
It's Gina.
She eyes him.
Yeah, you cracked the case, Columbo. How do I look?
You look fantastic. Have fun.
She smiles. Tom and Diane dance in the background.
I kind of want that, too.
Yeah, it doesn't look so bad, does it? Mm.
See ya.
Yeah.
Becca leaves as Jamie watches them dance in the kitchen. He smiles. Jamie sits with his hands poised over his laptop. He closes it, brings his hands to his face and tilts his head back. He plops the laptop down and gets up and walks to the bookshelves. He picks up a book and examines the cover. His grandma appears.
He loved them. Your granddad loved books. Some days, he'd spend the whole day in here, lost in the pages.
He holds up Greatest Speeches.
Yeah. I miss him. You know, it's hard not having him here.
Oh, he's around. I mean, he's with us. He just can't complain about my cooking anymore.
He smiles, then his face falls.
What's that look? Tell me.
A speech to write, Grant. It's a big one. It's going to be the biggest of my career.
And, I got nothing.
No, not a single sentence.
And this seems to be my thing.
When it comes time find the words that really matter. I don't know what happens. I freeze.
It's remarkable how much of him I see in you. Your granddad. Everything always had to be just so. Just right. But do you know what he discovered very late? That the pursuit of perfection is a road paved with disappointment. The really important things in life, like love and family and community, I mean, they are very messy. Life is messy. It can never be perfect. Never. So you have to just enjoy the beauty in the mess, Jamie. Success or not, you do not have to prove yourself. We love you just the way you are.
He stares at her.
And so does she.
I just hope Governor Haywood feels that way.
I am not talking about the governor.
He looks down then back up at her. Gran leans forward and pats him.
The tagline is, Fulton, your story starts here.
Ooh, catchy.
Yeah, your friend helped me talk about it.
She smiles and sips her coffee. She answers her phone.
Daryl, hi. I'm here with Risa and Danny. They just landed.
Hi.
Hey, Daryl.
Perfect. Real quick. Forget Hawaii.
How did Cayman Island sound? That project I was telling you about is going to hit January 1st. You're in.
She takes it off speaker.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
I think you do. Finish your meeting. We'll chat details later.
He hangs up. Emily is on the phone on the porch.
So, do you want to go?
Yeah, I want to go. Of course I want to go, but... Jamie and I have been kind of reconnecting, and...
Don't wait around for him.
I know. I'm not. I just... I miss him, you know? And
It's been really nice to reconnect.
Is that something you want?
I don't even know what's going on in his head, okay? The guy's a vault, so it's probably nothing.
Okay. Hey, Em. Be careful.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta run. Hey.
Tom tries on his apron.
All right.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Did you get that?
That is
perfect. Oh, wow.
Thanks, kiddo.
Okay. You like it?
Get over here.
All right.
You win. You win.
Jamie and Tom hug.
I'm glad you like it.
That was very thoughtful.
I wanted to bring out your eyes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm expecting socks.
Jamie raises his brow and nods.
Better than socks, honey.
Grandma's next. Oh, yes, Grandma. Oh. Yes, that's me. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's here. Here. Right here. Merry Christmas. Oh, sorry. So that is for the tree, in case there's not a new one this year.
Oh, it's beautiful, dear. Thank you. Oh, yes. It's of all of us when we're doing karaoke.
Oh, that was a big night.
Goosebumps. Okay, well, that just leaves one more.
Okay.
And, well... Here you go.
Thank you. Oh.
And it's not going to shed.
Yeah, and you won't sneeze either.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so,
he's so
much.
Welcome.
He's so cute.
He's very cute.
My very own cat. Oh. So thoughtful.
Name it.
I always wondered when I was a kid what it would be like to have a big family Christmas with all the noise and the chaos and the joy. And, you know, you're really lucky, kiddo.
She pets Scotty.
You guys answered my question with flying colors, and it's just been more than I can imagine. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Emily. We love you so much, hon, and you deserve it all.
You sure do.
Her brow furrows and she looks down.
What cursed luck upon this eve! Oh, wicked storms! I cannot leave!
Snap out of it. It's community theater, not the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, yeah. I just,
He watches Emily.
You're still madly in love. And you feel like a huge dummy for breaking it off. I get it.
All right.
And you should tell her... right after the show, right now, I need your head in the game. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good?
Yeah.
Jamie?
In the
proud?
In the game.
Yeah,
yeah,
good. Break her leg.
Okay.
He watches her talk to Danny. He wears white makeup.
As nightfall speeds toward morning light, this stranded slave...
Scotty's costume star falls down. He adjusts it and turns on his lights.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to circle up front, okay? Hey, congrats again. Good job. We need a photog. 3 months in the Caymans. Doesn't sound bad to me.
Caymans, I know.
See you later.
Danny walks past Jamie.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Jamie makes way for him and licks his lips. Emily covers her mouth.
Looking good.
Yeah.
His smile fades.
Hey, I know we haven't talked about what's going to happen after the speech, but I was thinking, I mean, I was kind of hoping.
It's okay. It's all good. Are you okay getting a cab to the train station? I'm gonna need some time alone with my family. Break the news. All right?
She blinks and cocks her head.
Places, it's showtime.
Yeah.
He walks away. She looks down.
I shall cast aside my mortal frights and undertake.
Hey, okay, listen. You got this. Just go out there and have fun, okay? Leading that energy. Go.
Who will guide my sleigh tonight?
Santa looks around the stage. Jamie walks on in a white blow-up unicorn suit.
I've come on a mission from the stars up above to save Christmas for all with the power of
love.
Love.
Santa gives him a sack of presents.
Fly. Fly.
She shoos him away. He walks one way until an elf stops him and points a different way. Becca watches off stage and laughs. Emily walks up with the confetti cannon. Jamie walks behind the trees on set with a sack. Becca lifts up a candy cane and accidentally hits Emily, who sets off the cannon, which surprises Jamie, and he staggers around the stage knocking trees down before finding his balance again. Diane and Tom brace as they watch him. Emily peers out onto the stage. Jamie delivers the sack to Scotty dressed as the tree. More confetti cannons explode.
And Christmas was saved!
One side of the rainbow on the set falls. Jamie looks around with a face full of confetti. Gina starts to clap slowly. Tom and Diane join in. Becca comes out for the curtain call. They all stand in a line and bow. Tom gives a thumbs up to Scotty, who smiles. Gina smiles at Becca. Emily pats some kids on the back.
Hi.
Hi. So, what was that?
I'm sorry about the confetti.
Are you? Or is that you getting back at me?
Yeah, I ruined your sister's play to get back at you. Are you insane?
I don't know, Em.
He reaches in his costume.
Am I?
He throws confetti.
Wow, I'm such an idiot. We're falling back into this with you and then thinking that you felt the same way.
She makes fists and turns away.
Hold on. Falling back into this, how? You're leaving.
What?
Did I not just hear your photographer talk to you about going to the Cayman Islands for 3 months? You got a new job. You're gone. And who knows what?
Wow, you have no idea what you're...
Am I wrong?
You have no right to be angry. I was planning on building a life with you, and you broke that off. I've been trying to figure out why ever since. And then you rope me into this whole thing with your family and give me every indication that you still have feelings for me, only to just rip the rug out again. So I'm just really tired of feeling like a yo-yo. Please tell me what you want.
She looks to him and takes a step closer.
Tell me what you want, Jamie.
He averts his eyes and furrows his brow. She purses her lips and smiles. She rolls her eyes and turns away.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm gonna get a hotel room for tonight.
She walks away.
Wait, Em.
She stops and turns. He stares at her, then looks down.
What do I tell my family?
Tell them the truth, that I went along with it so that they wouldn't feel hurt and wouldn't feel foolish. Even though now I'm the one who's a fool and I'm the one who's getting hurt. You were so focused on keeping up the appearance of being in love that it didn't occur to you. I never stopped. I don't know. Tell them whatever you want. I'm done lying to them.
She turns and lifts the curtain to leave to reveal the family standing there listening. She lowers her eyes, half smiles and furrows her brow then leaves. Jamie blinks and watches her go. Jamie hangs his head still in costume. Gina walks up.
Hey, nice work up there. Interesting finish.
Jamie nods.
I hate to rain on the moment, but I don't have a speech yet, Jamie. Do I need to be worried here?
Gee, I think you might, but I don't have it. I'm so very sorry.
Gina's face falls. She licks her lips and walks away. Jamie contemplates this. The house is lit up at night.
And just get some sense into it.
Emily rolls her suitcase to the door.
I just want to say, I'm sorry. You guys gave me so much love and treated me like family, and I'm really sorry that I lied to you.
We love you so much, and you are family.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tom opens the door for her.
Hi, Auntie Emily.
Hi.
Safe travels.
Merry Christmas.
She leaves and Tom closes the door.
Okay.
Sorry.
The shed out back is lit up at night. Becca walks in the dark shed.
Turn on Becca She Shed.
We find Jamie sitting there wrapped in blankets.
Full blackout. Must be serious.
She get her stuff.
He drinks wine out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't have a glass.
He offers her the bottle, which she takes.
You want to talk about it?
Nope.
Too bad. Because I know you. Probably better than you know yourself. And I see things you're not even willing to acknowledge.
This sounds profound. Please, do share.
I see a guy who's in love with a girl. Danny is a little broken. He's a little scared. So he's too frightened to do anything about it.
Bex, she is...
She what? She loves you? You're terrified to put your faith in that because it might not be perfect. You might get your heart broken. And you know what? You might. But it's better than drinking wine alone. In a garden shed.
She hands him back the bottle.
You will be. In about 6 seconds.
She gets up.
Don't stay too long.
Yeah.
It's freezing out here. Turn off Becca She Shed.
The lights go out. Tom comes down from a ladder.
Hey.
Jamie walks down from the porch and they both look at the roof to see a light up sleigh and reindeer.
Dad.
Yeah.
It's magnificent.
They look at each other.
The whole thing.
Thanks, pal. I know it's a little over the top, but your mom loves it. I do it for her.
How'd you know she was the one?
Well, that's easy. Whenever we're apart, I feel like there's a piece of me missing.
Jamie nods.
I gotta tweak an antler.
He walks away. Jamie watches him. Jamie stares at his computer from behind his folded arms. He closes his eyes. He reaches a hand to the keyboard. It hovers, then starts typing. He types with both hands now. He slowly starts to sit up as he types more and more. He blinks. He shakes his head and smiles to himself. Morning, Jamie comes down to the tree.
Enjoying the summer, but gonna clean up a little. Oh, hey! Merry Christmas, Jamie.
Merry Christmas, Ma.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, pal.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Hey, coffee's fresh.
Yeah.
Sorry we started without you. This guy was up early.
Yeah, too early.
Yes, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
He smiles awkwardly.
Is everybody doing? Yeah?
He points to Scotty.
Well, hold on. The party's not over. There's still one more left for me.
Oh. This one's for Scotty.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, rip into it. What
are you waiting for? I was looking at that one before. Oh, he hasn't seen that today.
He unwraps it.
Pops open right here. Slip these.
Oh, it's an art set.
Just like grandma. Oh, yeah. I'll teach you. I can give you lessons. Absolutely. I'll show you how to mix colors.
Your brush there. Look at that. What
do you all think, that. Good stuff.
What do you think?
Thanks, Uncle Jamie.
Yeah, pal, of course. Of course.
Nice, right?
Who's hungry? Anybody still hungry? Breakfast, huh?
I know. I'm good with coffee.
Oh, come on. Pop, let's take that apron for a spin. What do you think?
You go ahead, son. I'm not really feeling that hungry.
Come on. Pancakes? I'll cook. I don't ever cook.
There's a reason for that.
I had a granola bar.
Okay.
He hangs his head.
Okay, I know things, they didn't go as planned. I know that. I'm sorry. It's my fault. Come on, we can still celebrate. Yeah? It's Christmas. We love Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, it's not just your fault, Jamie. We're just, I think all of us are feeling a little off this morning.
That's all.
It's not the same without Auntie Emily here. It feels like...
like a piece of us is missing.
He nods.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Becca and Gran watch him. Jamie runs his hands over his face, then clasps his hands and looks down.
Get your coats.
You ready? Come on.
Let's go. It's time for operation. Go get Emily.
Go get Emily. Now.
Pop, step on it.
They all leave in the car. We watch the car from above as they drive to the site of the speech.
Okay, let's do this.
Jamie runs out of the car.
Absolutely. Just glad she's all right. Jamie, I got your email. Thank you so much for the speech. It was perfect.
Yeah. Where is everybody? Where's the governor?
She canceled.
No.
Her daughter had an asthma attack. She's fine, but they're at home in Springfield, so we're going live from there instead.
Okay. Emily?
She's gone.
His face falls.
She left for the train station a while ago. She was pretty upset.
Yeah, I bet.
He looks down, then darts around.
No. Okay, no. I just gotta hustle, right? Okay, thanks, Gina. Oh, wait, Gina. I'm so sorry for me being me.
She shoos him. He runs back to the car.
Okay. The governor canceled. We need to get to the train station.
They put their seat belts on and we watch from above again as they drive.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Unfortunately, our daughter had an asthma attack this morning, and thankfully, she is much better now. However, we were unable to be in the charming little town of Fulton where we originally planned to do this broadcast. If you haven't been, I suggest you visit. It is one of my favorite places in the state.
Emily watches in the station as Jamie pulls up.
Sometimes life throws us curveballs, and we have to adapt, especially when it comes to family.
Ray, is it still the belt?
No, I need a mint.
That's for who?
Okay, just go. Okay, okay, let's go. Okay.
So rarely do we take a moment. The gifts we already have.
So romantic.
Love. Community.
Come on, Scotty.
And family. So today, tomorrow, and every day after that, let us strive for that. Because that is how we keep Illinois moving forward. Merry Christmas, everyone, to you and your loved ones.
Emily does a double take.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you write that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie, it was...
No, wait, Em. I am so tired of making decisions out of fear. Fear of failure, fear of falling short. This idea that I have that things have to be perfect in order for me to be happy, successful, valiant. The only thing I have to show for it is a heart that aches for you all the time.
He gazes at her longingly.
The truth is, Em, I never stopped loving you. Ever. I just don't think I believed in myself. Enough to fight for it. But I'm fighting for it now. I'm asking.
Asking what exactly?
Stay. Will you stay? I know that you have the job in the Caymans, but we can...
I turned it down.
No, 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 Em, that's not what I want.
No, that's what I want. I turned it down because I want to stay home. I want to put down roots and start to really let people in.
There's this guy I really, well, you know, he's a pain in the neck, but we work well together. He's an amazing speechwriter.
He wipes away her tear.
Hey, it's... I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
He moves closer to her and caresses her face.
I want you to see me as a unicorn.
They kiss. Gina and Becca watch them.
If you're looking for a date to the wedding,
it's not like that.
Scotty smiles. Becca elbows him and gives him a hug. Jamie and Emily at the jazz club.
We're singing it.
Yeah. Oh, she's a singer.
The same waiter sees them and turns away. They kiss.